Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
So, hey, Patrick, who were you hanging out with last night?
Oh, my friend, Art Vandelay.
Huh. I don't know him. What does he do?
He's an importer.
Just an importer?
Not
export. Oh, wait, that's my part. Okay, hang on. Let's do this over. All right, you start again.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, who was that you were hanging out with last night?
Oh, my friend, Art Vandelay.
Huh. I don't know him. What does he do?
He's an importer.
Just an importer, not an exporter, too?
Oh, yeah, he's an importer-exporter.
What does he import?
Canadian alternative music.
All right, what do we got here?
This is a hazy little thing, IPA. It's by Sierra Nevada.
Oh, wow.
It seems to me like, I don't know, not one of their more well-known products, but okay. Very tasty.
I never heard of it, but I'll
delicious.
Take it.
Yeah, Sierra Nevada, everything they make is pretty damn good.
They're one of like sort of the original like independent breweries, right?
Certainly were. Yeah. Yep. Kind of the REM of craft brew.
There you go. That's exactly it. Okay. So, this show, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We do some talk about music and so on, and we do this like every day, right?
Yeah, every single day.
Every day. This week, we're talking about rarities, and we're defining rarities as, in the modern world, music that is not available on streaming services.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, stuff that people have in their collections that was put out before streaming became a big thing and just never made its way on there.
Right. I got to come over to your house and listen to it.
That's right.
In your music room.
This one today I really like because before we introduce this and get to the listener who submitted it and read his email and all of that, I just want to talk to you a little bit about this dynamic, this phenomenon, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So it used to be back in the day before streaming and you had to actually buy physical product that if you weren't buying an album by a certain artist, but one way to discover new artists was to buy like a compilation,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. They were great. And they were usually pretty cheap.
Those were right. And those were always really fun to get. And one way to that a compilation, you know, sometimes there'd be like a label sampler.
Yep.
You could get that and would have some stuff. Sometimes there was some theme. Maybe it was like a benefit record.
Absolutely.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But one way compilations would be marketed was that like it was a bunch of bands from a certain city or region or that kind of thing. And I have some of those in my collection.
Yep.
Usually indie bands, usually bands on an independent label.
Right.
But somebody would go around and say like submit a song and let's put all this stuff together. I know when I lived in Louisville, there was an annual compilation that came out every year around Valentine's Day, and I think it raise money for something, but I can't tell you what it was, but it was called Louisville is for Lovers.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have all these local bands every year and it was like,
it's great.
The new Louisville is for Lovers,
mm-hmm,
record is out and I can hear all these local bands.
That's
with all their
cool
stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of things like that, right?
Well, there's a ton of them. Yeah.
I once thought it would be really cool. And today with the internet, it's completely obsolete. So it doesn't matter. But I
always
thought it'd be really cool. Like if I to like work at say like a Rhino Records or that kind of thing and then take on a project where like you put out one compilation record for every state.
Oh, that'd
you
be
know
fantastic.
What I mean?
Yeah,
like a
I know
CD
exactly
series
what you
of
mean.
50
that'd
CDs.
That'd be amazing.
Like
yeah,
every state and all these like great songs of like independent bands on independent labels that never made it to major labels.
John Stevens was going to do that. Actually, as you say that, and I'm totally pulling this out. Look at this. I'm not even joking. I just pulled that out because I knew where it was. Swinging Sounds at the Badger State.
I love
Wisconsin
it.
A go-go. Badger a go-go.
Badger a go-go. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Oh,
right?
DeCourtson.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
So there you
so
go.
Hang on. Oh, Paul Sebar and the Milwaukeeans.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I know that band. So this band here, E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, yeah.
I have a connection to them.
Oh, is that right?
So let me see. What's the song here? Gonna Get Gone. So my friend Mike White, who I knew when I lived in Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah, he did a guest show for us.
He did a guest show for us once. And also he was mentioned because the band The Paranoid Style, who was on our show,
oh, yeah,
did a house party. they're like friends with him too. Oh, wow. He was the one who turned me on to the Paranoid that makes style, sense. Right?
Yeah.
And anyway, he wrote some songs for EIEIO. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. And I have one of their CDs and it's great.
Yeah, they're a cool
band.
They
were cool, like all country band before that was really much of a thing.
Yeah, they were kind of an early Midwestern all country band. They wore it well. Yeah. Plastic Land is also on this compilation. That's funny. It was like an early like psychedelic.
This is cool. This is very cool. Yeah, I love stuff like this. So this gets me to the email
from
Gerald Jasinski.
GC,
who is from the Toronto suburb of Mississauga.
He's Canadian?
Yes. Right. So this is what gets us to this whole regional thing. So let me read this email Gerald sent in about Rarity in his collection. He said, I would like to share a song with you called Bite by Sarah Craig that I own on a CD called A Canadian Alternative 92. He says, which, you guessed it, is a compilation of Canadian alternative music from 1992.
Never would have guessed.
Songs worth pointing out on this CD, which was put out by Second Wave Music, are Henry Needs a New Pair of Shoes by The Lowest of the Low, Lousy Lover by The Look People, and Bike by Sarah Craig. The CD is available at Discogs for a whopping $5.
Wow.
It's US dollars, he says. He gives us a link here where we can stream all the songs or clips from all the songs from this record. And he says, maybe I am biased, but I don't know how Sarah Craig did not make it bigger. Maybe the powers that be felt one Canadian singer named Sarah, parentheses, different spelling, was enough. She, Sarah Craig, was nominated for a Juno. That's the Canadian Grammys, right?
That's right. Yep.
Right. As Best New Artist in 1995, yet this song is from 1992, so I don't know how that works. She does have one album on Apple Music, her 1994 album Sweet Exhaust, which she received the Juno nomination for. Well, with that, gents, I will leave you with Raspy Rocker Bike as I sign off from the Toronto suburb of Mississauga, Gerald Jasinski. And here we go. Here's Bike.
I want to fly on the back of your bike. I feel so free. Wish everybody else could feel like me. That would be
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because the internet is everything, Jim,
yes,
I was able to look up a link to Sarah Craig's EP from which Bike comes, 1991, on a MP3 blog, remember those?
Yes.
Called The Isle of Deserted Pop Stars.
Love
and
it.
I downloaded the whole EP, which
so you
is
have
fantastic.
Everything
I do,
not
yeah.
Not just this clip.
No, I have the whole thing. I have Aspiring to, Bike, TikTok, It Is the Mind and Broomstick. So I have the whole 5-song EP from 91, and I liked it a lot.
So what I want to do here, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, really cool.
And I'm glad Gerald likes it, but I want to go to some of the others he mentioned here on, what is it called? A Canadian Alternative 92.
The webpage looks 92.
Yeah, and the parent cover of the CD is just, almost looks like sort of this, like Google Map of just of Canada, right?
It's done in Microsoft Paint.
Yeah, it looks like it. So what he mentioned, The Lowest of the Low.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Henry Needs a New Pair of Shoes. Let's hear that.
Henry needs a new pair.
right, so that's kind of a pop rock.
Yeah.
But some jangle.
Yeah,
in there
I would
too.
Think so too. Yeah. Unless I'm mistaken or overreaching, I heard a little bit of influence of the Tragically Hip on that
okay.
song, right? Can you
okay.
hear that?
Yeah. Mm.
I think they influenced everyone, but.
In Canada, right?
That's right.
The Hip. And then what was the other? Oh, Lousy Lover by The Look People.
Man who likes a good chat.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that one exactly. All right, that's a song.
Just want to say Jim and I are good, just good friends.
All right, so there's one more I want to play off of this,
right.
But we'll do it for the play out. Because there is one band that I recognize
okay.
here. So where did it go? There it is. Okay, we'll save that. All right, we would love to hear more rarities from people, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we defined that pretty well, I feel like.
If you have stuff,
so,
like,
yeah.
stuff like this in your collection
right.
that's just not out there for easy public consumption, send it our way.
Mm-hmm.
We'll feature it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of, both yesterday and today, we have these sort of like little regional releases,
right?
I love stuff
I
like
love
that, too.
It's because... the best. And Jim, I'll tell you, I have one of my own that I'd love to play as soon as we do this again, and it involves mm-hmm. my friend Will Croxton. Great
Very
band
good.
Called DT and the Shakes from
okay.
Harrisonburg, Virginia. Man, what a great band they were.
When are we going to do rarities again? We
Let's
should do
it
soon.
Yeah.
I have a bunch.
Yeah, me too.
I'm ready to go. But if listeners want to send more stuff like this our way and we can feature it on future episodes, they can do that by emailing rock@suburbspod.com or they can call and talk a little bit about their rarity,
612-440-1984.
Or they can...
Send a flaming arrow.
No, we already discussed that. That's
right.
not going to work. Although we did give people instructions on how
That's
to
right.
do it.
So be careful.
Magnesium candles. Anyway, but social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all yep. those at Suburbs Pod. And you should follow us on those anyway. You probably know all this by now. Please rate and review our show on Apple Podcasts. We could really use that.
5 stars.
And I feel like we're bringing it. For
yeah.
you peoples. So
Hell
come
yeah,
on.
Man.
And anything
like
else?
Not no. leaving it on the field.
Speaking of the field,
yeah.
this is the ice. Did you know as I walk downtown today, downtown D.C.
Caps had a game?
They did.
Preseason game.
Preseason game.
Yeah,
it start already?
That. Yeah.
It's still, it's like 80 degrees outside.
That's right. It's August.
I know. Practically, it's not. But yeah, I had no idea. So Ovi must have sobered up by now, we hope.
We don't know. He might be resting the first few preseason games, yeah.
All right, yeah, that was happening. I was surprised by
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
All right, here we go. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
Patrick Foster
and
here.
And we are going to play out with one more clip here from Gerald's Rarity, a Canadian Alternative 92. This is a band I know, I've heard of, I've heard their music before.
Mm.
It's sort of a... They have a sort of a retro style to them. They became a big deal because they did the theme song for a comedy show that I think we all enjoyed. The name of the band is Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. And this song is called Rover and Rusty. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Here's the poop. Being the owner of a powerboat and speaking a little conversational French, I think it's safe to say that I understand a little bit about the music industry.
Sure. Sure, sure, yeah.
Okay? My estimation is that this name change would help you boys make it big time. Wow. Okay, we'll think about it, but right now we gotta practice, Mr. Torfeson. Okay, trampoline girl on three.
Well, shouldn't we decide before we start practicing so we'll know what name we're practicing under?
I'd like to try it out on a few people for a couple of weeks, okay, Rod? Well, might be too late, Herman. By then someone else might have stolen the name.
Right. Good point, Impartial Father. Yeah. Why, you know, you guys are always talking about saving time.
Yeah,
here's a chance to save some time, right? We've talked about this.
Yeah. Because I don't think that I should be pressured.
Oh, well, let's vote. Well, why don't we just decide?
Well, because...
Okay, let's just
I'm going
it.
To the can.
No, well, you know, we're...
How come it gets to be you, huh, Rod?
Because my dad came here first.
Well, maybe you boys just call it quits.
Yeah. What? No more Armada? We have 23 songs.
Well, if you can't get along, you can't be in a band.
Yeah, maybe you should
well,
call
maybe
it
right.
quits.
Maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. Well, maybe
he's right. Wait, what if we compromise?
What?
What if we call ourselves... Rod Torfeson's Armada, featuring Herman Menderchuk.
That sounds okay. What do you think, Herman?
Sounds great. Rod Torfeson's Armada, featuring Herman Menderchuk. I love it.
But just till we make it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'll still write all the songs.
Sing, play lead guitar, and arrive having eaten.
Right. Okay.
Rod Torfeson's Armada featuring Herman Menderchuk.
But I still do all the work.
Trampoline girl on four.
Right.
One, two, three.